Good morning, everyone. Back to our coverage of the convention. Let's talk about the Ted Cruz speech last night with our guest, Russell Gugino, a major Ted Cruz supporter here in Western New York, an organizer of the Ted Cruz campaign in upstate New York until Cruz backed out of the race. Russell, watching Ted Cruz speak last night, did you expect the guy you once supported to snub Donald Trump, the nominee?
I wasn't expecting it. I presumed the reason he was speaking at all was because he was going to be supporting Donald Trump. That's the reason I would imagine that the Trump people let him speak in the first place. I'm kind of surprised that the Trump people vetted the speech and still let him speak. I don't understand that part.
Yeah, Trump himself tweeted last night that he saw the speech beforehand and let him do it anyway. You know, at one point in the speech, he had the opportunity to throw his support at Trump. I mean, at least one opportunity when he said, "Don't stay home in November."
Well, you know what it kind of reminded me of? It kind of reminded me of Jim Comey's 14-minute press conference about Hillary. It started out, the whole press conference started out with, "Oh my goodness, she's going to get indicted. Look at this thing. It's unbelievable." And then he comes to a conclusion, you say, "What?" And I felt a little bit that way about Cruz. I thought, you know, first of all, you're at a Republican convention. It's not just the Donald Trump convention. This is the Republican convention, and the Republicans have chosen a candidate. And this is about beating Hillary. This isn't about making a speech for 2020. This isn't about lecturing the delegates about what principle is. This is about helping Donald Trump beat Hillary Clinton. Period. End of story. And you talk about, I thought it was shameful. I thought it was ungracious. I thought it was horrible for him to use that spotlight basically to enhance his own, or try to enhance his own reputation.
Russ, what is next then for Ted Cruz? Even some of his Texas supporters are questioning his loyalty as a Republican.
Well, they should. They should question his loyalty. I mean, I heard some commentators say that even if Trump wins, he might challenge Trump in 2020. I mean, are you kidding me? That's crazy. That is just crazy. Look, I will be the first to say that I don't agree with everything Donald Trump says. I get it. A lot of Republicans at that convention, and you can see it, don't agree with everything that Trump is about. I get that. Okay, I mean, I don't like everything my brothers do, and I love them dearly, but I don't have to love them to vote for them and to do what's right. So at a convention, you don't go to a convention and speak before a national audience and say, "I'm going to use this for my own purposes and not for the purposes of defeating Hillary Clinton." That's absurd. And it's not only disappointing, I thought it was disgusting. I thought it was terrible. It was, you know, I give you one analogy. I'm an old Buffalo Bills fan. You know, I worked for Jack Kemp a long time ago. And there was a rivalry between Daryl LaMonica, who was a quarterback, great quarterback for the Bills, and Jack Kemp. You didn't vote, you didn't boo Daryl LaMonica when he was in. You were always cheering the Bills, regardless of who the quarterback was. Okay, so the quarterback of the Republicans this year is Donald Trump, and it's not Ted Cruz. You lost, Ted. You lost.
Russell, your point is very well taken. Russell Gugino was our guest, a major Ted Cruz supporter here in Western New York, even organized his campaign until Cruz backed out of the race.